So first thing, I want to welcome everyone back. It's great to see all the new faces, all the old faces. And just a few points with housekeeping. On Wednesdays, again, I made this announcement in the beginning of davening. Some of you weren't here. The tefillah is slightly different. It's basically the same, but it's slightly different, where we sing a few songs that you might not be used to. But it's good to learn. It's good to learn the Sephardic customs. It's good to learn and to be more knowledgeable and more aware of different ways of practicing. The order is slightly different. Some of the words are different, but I want to get as much participation as possible. So again, thank you to all the boys that participated today. And I want to continue that way. On Wednesdays, I try to give a Dvar Torah that's a little bit of halacha. It teaches you how to live life and trying to highlight some of the differences between Sephardim and Ashkenazim. Again, we're one nation. It's not that different, but the small nuances so that we're just more knowledgeable and more aware of different practices. So this week's parsha, we know Bereshit bara Elokim et Hashamayim ve'et Haaretz. The first pasuk in the Torah. In the beginning, Hashem created the world. So the first word, Bereshit, if you look at Rashi, on the first word of the Torah, the word Bereshit, Rashi says, what does the word Bereshit mean? I know you're all going to say in the beginning, but Rashi says it means something else. It means Bishvil Reshit. Bereshit is a combination of two different words. The bet is Bishvil Reshit, for the first. For Reshit, the first. And what does that mean? Rashi explains, Bishvil HaTorah Shenikra Reshit, Bishvil Yisrael Shenikra Reshit. The world was created. If someone asks you, why was the world created? It was for us, the Jewish people, Yisrael. We are called Reshit. It was created for the Torah, for the mitzvot, which is also called Reshit. So the point is, the reason why we're in this world, the reason why we're in this school, the reason why we're doing everything we're doing is because Hashem created us and we're here to serve Hashem and to do the Torah and the mitzvot. One of the most important mitzvot that we have, especially as young men, is the mitzvah of tzitzis, of tzitzit. So I want to read to you a halacha about tzitzis so that you're aware of the halacha and hopefully we can perform it a little bit better. The halacha says as follows, Katan hayodeh litatef ein aviv tzarech likach lo tzitzit lechancho. A child, even under bar mitzvah, who knows how to wrap himself with a talit or a tzitzit, should buy one. His father should make sure to get one for him. V'dafka k'shu yodeh la'atof. And it says here, only, the Rama adds, only if he actually knows how to wrap himself. Shnei tzitziot lefanav u'shnaim la'achorav. If you look at me, you'll see I have two in front and two in the back. Some people, they don't know how to do it. It's a little hard for them. They go like this. This is four in the front. Then you have to practice a little bit more with your father, and he'll teach you how to wear it like this. Put one arm over here, one left. Your left hand, you take it over here, you throw it over your shoulder. So if you know how to do that, then you can fulfill the mitzvah properly, and you should do it. Now, what's interesting over here is the halacha says over here for a child above bar mitzvah, the Mishnah Berurah says, I'm going to read inside, Kol ze dafka kishelo igiel adayin liyud gimel. All this is true when he's under 13. Under 13, if you know how to wrap yourself, wrap yourself. If you don't know how to wrap yourself, then you can't do it. You need to practice. Aval miyud gimel ve'elech, but if you're 13 and above, chayav betzitzit kegadol, you're obligated to wear tzitzit like an adult. So anyone 13 above here should really wear tzitzit and even a talit. And that's the Sephardic custom, is to wear a talit. And then he quotes the Maharil. The Maharil says, Shenoagin shegam narim dolim ein mitatfim betzitzit ad shenosin lahem nashim. The Ashkenaz custom, however, is they wait till they get married before they wear a talit gadol. Why that is, different reasons. But the idea over here is that under 13, if you know how to wear this, and there are a lot of boys here that I think know how to wear this. If you're under 13 and you're Sephardic, you should try to wear a talit gadol. If you're over 13, then if you're Sephardic, you should try to wear a talit gadol. And if your custom is the Ashkenaz custom, then you should not wear it until you get married. But when it comes to tzitzis, the one that we wear under our clothing, that everyone needs to wear. And that's something that's obviously school policy. And it's also a mitzvah that the Torah says is equal to all 613 mitzvot. So I want to just reiterate that because many of you either forget to come to school with tzitzis. Some of you forget to come to school with tzitzis and some of you take it off after gym. It's important to remember that tzitzis is part of what we wear in school as young adults, as young Jewish men. And we should continue to perform this mitzvah properly. Ashrei yoshei beisecha, od yaluch asela.